In the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on this 16th of January, 2010. I mentioned just before the break, we were talking about this Sunstein, who is one of Obama's top czars, according to what WorldNet Daily described him as, and he's talking about banning conspiracy theories, literally banning free speech in this country. And that's what we're getting at here, folks. This is the way these people think. To hell with the First Amendment, to hell with free speech. None of it matters anymore. We at Government House are going to dictate to you what you can and cannot say, what you can and cannot think. We're going to control every part of your life. We're going to micromanage everything you do. And by the way, you don't have the right to live. Living is a privilege, and you will do what we say, and people still think they live in a free country. People still think America, hey, the land of the free. Every 4th of July, we set off fireworks that are made in communist China. And we wave our Chinese-made, communist Chinese-made American flags with the stars and stripes that many, many, many people, many generations have died defending in foreign lands and orchestrated wars that didn't have to happen, most if not all of them. But the intentions were there on the part of the soldiers. They believed what government told them about these wars, so they went and fought and defended what they thought was freedom in this country. And we have this kind of crap being handed down by the federal government, telling us what we can and can't say. And the question is, who is this guy protecting? Who is he trying to protect? So I thought, you know, I went into my file cabinet this morning as I contemplated this whole thing. Obama's now, you know, a press release just happened this past week, January 11th. Obama now is establishing a council of governors in this country. 10 governors will be serving the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security. They're going to be integrating the military, federal and state. All military activities will be integrated. We're going to get into that a little bit more, hopefully this hour. But I thought, you know, in my file cabinet, I dusted off this article from the Miami Herald, July 5th, 1987, where they talk about a shadow government, a secret government which was established. And I thought now would be a really good time to go back and revisit some of this stuff. So let's talk about this when we come back from the break.
They're very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. they complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806, 1-800-656-4806. Call now, 1-800-656-4806.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
I knew a man called him Sandy Kane. You folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. I can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here on the 16th of January, as we continue here, I was talking about before the break the situation over in Haiti right now. I mentioned the fact that they are pushing to have the Haitians who are here illegally in the United States to stay. And once again, we come back to the UN system. Once again, keep in mind that Agenda 21, Chapter 7, Section 7.9, Paragraph G, says all countries, where appropriate, should develop and implement resettlement programs that address the specific problems of displaced populations in their respective countries. So once again, back to Agenda 21. Ladies and gentlemen, the implementation of Agenda 21 goes forward with each and every natural disaster, whether it's natural or not, and certainly a lot of technology exists to set off earthquakes, according to William Cohen and other sources as well. There's a number of things that can be done with regard to, and I was just talking to John in Tennessee before the show, with regard to concentrating energy on fault lines and things like that. John was talking about scalar technology and the use of sound waves. Certainly sound waves can be used if they're concentrated and strong enough and at the right frequency. But there's different scientific methods of using technology to set off earthquakes. And I'm not saying that that's the case in this point. We don't know, do we? It's very difficult, and that's one of the brilliant things about weather modification in general, because it provides an element of plausible deniability, where people are able to say, hey, you know, it's just Mother Nature. Mother Nature is doing this. In the meantime, when they create every crisis, every single crisis that's created, they can go in and send in their troops, send in their UN operations. The State Department can be very, very involved around the world. And once again, we come back to Haiti. We see Haiti relief, anger mounts among desperate Haitians over supplies stuck at airport. Does this sound familiar, ladies and gentlemen? What does this sound like? Does it not sound like Hurricane Katrina, as people were left to die of starvation and really more dehydration than anything else? And I just read recently where George W. Bush was asked by Obama to help with the relief effort in Haiti. Well, you know, remember George W. Bush, who said to his FEMA director at the time, hey, Brownie, you're doing a great job, as everybody was dying of everything. They cut communications, they sabotaged, they went door-to-door collecting the guns from the honest citizens, the honest people down there that were just trying to defend themselves from the looters. Yeah, good old George W. has been evidently going to have a, I think he, if I remember correctly, I think he was supposed to be in charge of the operations there. I'd have to go back and read the article again. But the point of the matter is, we have all this resettlement going on. We have the UN operations going on there in a major way. And the beat goes on, listeners. And how will Haiti be rebuilt? It will be rebuilt back in accordance with the principles of sustainable development. Once again, we come back to sustainable development and natural hazards mitigation, the report that was put out in January 1999, page 19 of which, under the heading of Windows of Opportunity, and I'm going to share this with you again. As soon as I pull it up, it says, despite the wide array of tools and techniques that are available to governments to operationalize the principles of sustainability and mitigation, one of the roadblocks to implementation is the fact that much of the land within local jurisdictions has already been developed according to practices and traditions that are far from sustainable. Ironically, the time immediately following a natural disaster provides a community with a unique window of opportunity for inserting an ethic of sustainability in guiding development and redevelopment in high-risk areas. With forethought and planning, communities that are rebuilt in the aftermath of a natural hazard can be built back so that they are more resilient to future hazards, breaking the pattern of repeated hazard destruction rebuilding. At the same time, the community is given the opportunity to incorporate other attributes of sustainability into its second chance development, such as energy efficiency, affordable housing, use of recycled building materials, reduction of water use, and environmental protection. So here we have a situation right now where natural disasters are very, very useful, very, very, they're a useful tool to clear the land, to wipe out the buildings that are there that are considered unsustainable, and to literally redesign the landscape in accordance with Agenda 21. And once again, we can't say dogmatically that that's what's going on here, but ladies and gentlemen, once you understand the Hegelian dialectic and how crises facilitates the opportunity to get things done. You have to ask the question, as we are confronted with crisis after crisis after crisis in today's world. Obama has signed an executive order. Oh, one thing about this, by the way, I want to share this with you regarding the Haiti thing. Because Haiti, you know, once again, it's a very highly populated area, too. And keep in mind, human beings are evil. Human beings are demonic to the planet, according to the environmentalists. And certainly, they would think that the Haitians need to be depopulated. In fact, they actually said that. We have an article up on the website right now at governamerica.com where abortion practitioner said to Haiti, stew in your own juices for having a high population. They say the world is in mourning today in the aftermath of a devastating earthquake in Haiti that initial reports indicate could have left hundreds of thousands of people dead or wounded. Although the nation is getting the world's sympathy, Haiti was once on the receiving end of hatred from an abortion practitioner. Joyce Tarnow, the owner of the abortion center in Florida where many Haitian Americans reside, made some shocking comments to a newspaper 2 years ago. She is an aggressive population control advocate who told the New Times newspaper in July 2004, quote, I try to get as many people sterilized as are in my way, unquote. But today she has begun to recall, I think there's a typo here, she's recalled as someone whose attitude toward Haitian peoples is beyond the pale. She told the New Times at the time, that's 2 years ago, that she supports population control because America can't take all the people in the world. Quote, we need to help nations that can subsist and let others wither on the vine, she said. She told the newspaper that Haiti and third world nations like it with high populations has denuded the whole land. Her advice for the country, stew in your own juices. The comments from Tarnow came in an article focusing on how she was closing her abortion business that did as many as 800 to 900 abortions a year. Abortion advocates hailed her as a hero, but one pro-life blogger at the website, says Smithson, has a different take. This person said, this is the way these pro-abortion people feel about people of color, in my view. The pro-life advocate says, the insensitive comment about Haiti, quote, just like recent comments about Harry Reid, it is time for African Americans and minorities to wake up and see how these supposed liberal progressives view them. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there, because then they get into dialectical divisions. There's just as many people on the other side, on the Republican, so-called conservatives, that feel the same way. There are people on both sides, folks, falling for the depopulation nonsense. It's more prominent on the left, but the point is we have to get away from these dialectical divisions. But once again, you know, we come back to depopulation, we come back to climate manipulation, climate modification, and the beat goes on, folks, and the name of the game is, as it always is, at the core of every issue, Agenda 21. Well, we're almost up to break time already. When we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about this Obama czar now, this guy whose name is Sustine. He's now come out now and said that the government should infiltrate all conspiracy theorists. So the free speech police have arrived here in America, and this guy is at the forefront of that. We'll talk a little bit about him, what he has to say when we come back. Stay with us as we continue.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom. but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Such possibilities each and every day.
I heard a calling that was right for me.
I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me the
sun rose high and burnt the night away.
Who stood before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
He's come to take away my liberties. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't treat me this way.
I'd rather die than be your slave. I will survive.
Poker Face brings us back into the broadcast. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, by the way, their website, pokerface.com, I highly encourage you to check them out. Support their music, support what they're doing there. Pokerface.com. And before the break, I told you I was going to talk a little bit about the fact that one of Obama's top czars now are talking about infiltration of all so-called conspiracy theorists. We'll get to that in a moment. In the meantime, we have Jeff in Massachusetts on the line. And if you folks want to call in, by the way, you're welcome to do so. 800-313-9646. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And by the way, we are going to be visiting, and in the third hour, if all goes as planned, with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. We're going to get an update on the unemployment situation and the decline of the dollar and so much more. Hopefully we'll get into the Timothy Geithner situation with his corruption, how he talked about, how he told AIG to keep quiet about certain financial transactions with regard to the payment of information, payment of dollars to Goldman Sachs. So there's just a lot of corruption going on there, and we'll get into that hopefully some in the third hour. Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going well, thank you.
What? But no, it's funny. I don't want to say funny, but you know what's interesting about Haiti is this. I look at America. I look at what would happen if something like this happened in cities of America, and how people would react in this country, whether it be a false flag attack, whether it be a natural disaster, or anything like that. How would we react, and would martial law be implemented right away? That's one thing. Another thing is, I mean, if you look at
let me interrupt you there. Don't forget your second thought, but you know, all you have to do if you want to see how Americans would react is see how they react at Walmart every year, when the doors open for Christmas sales, you know, the day after Thanksgiving. You know, I mean, people are fighting each other over Tickle Me Elmo dolls and practically killing each other. You know, I mean, if they got into a desperate situation, my Lord, help us.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
You're absolutely right about that. But here's another thing, which is, if you look at the government of Haiti, I mean, just the governmental structure. Pat Robertson made a comment on Haiti, but let's just break down what Haiti is. Haiti has been under the subjugation of communism and voodoo for centuries. The government of that country over the years has squeezed the people, took the money off the people, and gave the people the attitude, If your neighbor has more than you do, you go over there and take it. Mm-hmm. That kind of mindset has been in Haiti since day one, practically. And that's why you have a lot of tragedy over there, is because the government does not help out the people and give the people basically the ability to make money and keep what they earn.
Well, you get no argument from me that it's a bad system, but here's the thing. Anytime you have an absence of morality, you have problems. And I see our government as being no exception in the sense that they want to make the population nothing but a bunch of victims.
Exactly.
And, if our government really wanted the people to actually be in good shape, they would be encouraging us to prepare for whatever is to come. You know, if people have food stores, if people have weapons, if they're prepared for whatever natural disaster comes along, to whatever extent that they can be. And like I say, I realize that this is a huge magnitude, assuming it's a natural event.
Exactly.
It's a massive, massive, wide-scale destruction, and so maybe preparation wouldn't have worked for them, but it would work for some people. You know, and that would be less people that would be in the streets fighting it out. Hey, did you have anything else?
Oh yeah, oh yes, I do.
Okay, hold your thoughts. Let's take a break, and we'll get back to you, folks. Our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'm Darren Weeks. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, Does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Winks. We have Jeff in Massachusetts on the line. Number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, Jeff, go ahead and continue with your second point there.
Oh yes. My second point is Sunstein, that guy is absolutely dangerous, beyond dangerous. And you know what? Obama is putting in people just as dangerous as Sunstein, you see. And and you know what? If these guys had their way, we would have been a third world country like Haiti already. But because you still have the baby boomers around, we're not like that. I have another point, which is, and this will make everybody's hair literally turn white. Obama is honoring a civil rights pioneer, Mr. from Will Net Daily, who calls the God of the Bible a sinful, homophobic bigot, and says bestiality is all right as long as the animal doesn't mind, from Frank Kameny, K-A-M-E-N-E-N-Y, and it's in Will Net Daily. The guy's holding up a picture that says first-class citizenship for homosexuals. I mean, this Obama is just going beyond the pale.
Yeah.
Making Haiti look like a constitutional republic, for crying out loud.
Well, listen, we have the insane running the asylum today, you know?
Exactly. And you know what? I didn't vote for him. I voted for Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Where's my vote? Where are my civil rights?
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, I did too, by the way. You know, but, you know, knowing full well that the elections are a joke. But, Yeah, you know, I mean, that's the thing, is I'm confronted every day with the reality that we just have, I mean, the whole world's gone nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it has. Everybody who's in power are drunken with the power that they have. They're just absolutely mad. And I don't think the population is far behind either, by the way. You know, when we swallow things like, you know, the fact that we can have a jobless recovery without jobs, you know, that somehow businesses are going to start hiring people when the economy improves. How's the economy ever going to improve unless you have jobs? People have to have money to spend in order for the economy to improve. You know, you don't wave a magic wand and all this stuff just start happening on its own.
No,
nobody can think logically. I don't know. Maybe it's because of a half a century of television.
No, you're absolutely right. And drugs and pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't realize what drugs do to the brain, legal and illegal. I thank you for having me on the program. I'm sure there's other callers, and do have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. God bless you, Jeff. Appreciate the call there. And actually, we don't have other callers, but we do have information. And with regard to the Sunstein guy, I want to share an article from WorldNet Daily here. It says, Top Obama Czar Infiltrate All Conspiracy Theorists. Presidential advisor wrote about crackdown on expressing opinions. Expressing opinions. Don't we have something called the First Amendment in this country? Oh, that's right. The Constitution is outmolded. The Constitution was written by a bunch of bigots from Europe and places, right? We've evolved. We've progressed far enough that the Constitution has lost its relevance. That's what these people think. In a lengthy academic paper, President Obama's regulatory czar, Cass Sunstein, more like Frankenstein, argued the U.S. government should ban conspiracy theorizing, ladies and gentlemen. So nobody, you know, if I didn't see it with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. This is what it's come to in America. A government official is arguing that we shouldn't be allowed to question. That's what we're talking about here, people. Who are the conspiracy theorists? Oh, they're just a bunch of whack jobs. They're just a bunch of people that are far out there, right? No. The average American, every single American, every single person on the face of the earth who asks questions and forms opinions about what may have happened in a certain case is a quote-unquote conspiracy theorist. Conspiracies are real. Conspiracies happen every single day. When two or more people decide to do something, they conspire, do they not? Yet this creep, this government official, is suggesting that you folks out there in the United States shouldn't have the right to form an opinion and ask a question about what may or may not have happened in a certain case. Now, if that doesn't, as the caller said, turn your hair white, if that doesn't actually cause chills to go up and down your spine, then I don't know what will. Among the beliefs Sunstein would ban is advocating that the theory of global warming is a deliberate fraud. Well, scientific evidence is mounting. All you have to do in most parts of the country is walk outside. Sunstein also recommended the government send agents. Now, this is the fun part, as if we haven't had enough fun with this already. Now, agents should be sent to infiltrate, quote, extremists who supply conspiracy theories, unquote, to disrupt the effort of the, quote, unquote, extremists to propagate their theories. So we should have government agents sent to infiltrate and spy on those and disrupt our efforts. Can you say counterintelligence program, folks, COINTEL? Oh, that's another conspiracy theory. Well, looks like it's still going on. In a 2008 Harvard Law paper, Conspiracy Theories, Sunstein and co-author Adrian Vermeule, a Harvard Law professor, asked, what can the government do about conspiracy theories? quote, we can readily imagine a series of possible responses. Number one, government might ban conspiracy theorizing. Number two, government might impose some kind of tax, financial or otherwise, on those who disseminate such theories, unquote. In a 30-page paper obtained and reviewed by WorldNet Daily, Sunstein argues the best government response to conspiracy theories is cognitive infiltration of extremist groups. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't that long ago, it was just like, a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, that I was talking to you folks about the jihadists. Remember that? And I said at the time, be careful about how you buy into this situation where they blame, quote-unquote, jihadists, those radical extremists that the government's always talking about are doing this and that and the other. Because today it's the jihadists, tomorrow it's you and I. Okay? And here we have a situation where this guy is arguing that we need to be infiltrated, that our efforts need to be disrupted simply because we form an opinion. That's what it boils down to. You folks don't have the right to your opinions anymore. You folks don't have the right to express your views. By virtue of the fact that we do this radio show, we should be taxed, according to what this creep says, and he's in government. He's not just any ordinary Joe. He says, we suggest a distinctive tactic for breaking up the hardcore of extremists who supply conspiracy theories, cognitive infiltration of extremist groups, whereby government agents or their allies, acting either virtually or in real space, and either openly or anonymously, will undermine the crippled epistemology of believers by planting doubts about the theories and stylized facts that circulate within such groups, thereby introducing beneficial cognitive diversity. Sunstein said government agents might deter chat rooms, online social networks, or even real space groups and attempt to undermine percolating conspiracy theories by raising doubts about their factual premises, casual logic, or implications for political action. Sunstein defined a conspiracy theory as an effort to explain some event or practice by reference to the machinations of powerful people who have also managed to conceal their role. Some conspiracies recommended for ban by this little scumbag include the theory of global warming is a deliberate fraud, the view that the Central Intelligence Agency was responsible for the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, the 1996 crash of TWA Flight 800, that it was caused by a U.S. military missile. The Trilateral Commission is responsible for important movements of the international economy. That Martin Luther King Jr. was killed by federal agents. That the moon landing was staged and never actually occurred. These are, quote-unquote, conspiracy theories that Sunstein says should be banned by the government. He allowed that, quote, some... Now get this. Sunstein allowed that some conspiracy theories under our definition have turned out to be true. Okay? But you folks shouldn't be allowed to discuss this. You folks shouldn't be allowed to talk about it. He continued that the Watergate hotel room used by the Democratic National Committee was, in fact, bugged by Republican officials operating at the behest of the White House. In the 1950s, the CIA did, in fact, administer LSD and related drugs under Project MKUltra, in an effort to investigate the possibility of mind control. Sunstein's paper advocating against the belief that global warming is a deliberate fraud was written before November's climate scandal, in which emails hacked from the climatic research unit at East Anglia University in the UK indicate top climate researchers conspired to rig data and keep researchers with dissenting views from publishing in leading scientific journals. Sunstein's paper is not the first time he has advocated banning the free flow of information. WorldNet Daily reported that in a recently released book on rumors, Sunstein argued websites should be obliged to remove false rumors, while libel laws should be altered to make it easier to sue for spreading such rumors. And a 2009 book Sunstein cited as a primary example of absurd and hateful remarks reports by right-wing websites, quote-unquote, alleging an association between President Obama and Weatherman terrorist William Ayers. He also singled out radio talker Sean Hannity for attacking Obama regarding the president's alleged associations. Anyway, I think I'm going to leave that article there. The point is, this is just absolutely insane. And as I said before, we have the nutcases, the absolute insane public officials running the asylum today. But folks, you know, as the caller pointed out earlier, this is typical fare for this administration. These are the kinds of people that they have put in power. Not that the last administration was much better, and not that the next one will be any different. It seems to me like as time goes on, with each progressive administration, the process just keeps getting worse and worse and worse, and the only answer is state government, and they're certainly doing their efforts to try to curtail that, as we'll see in a moment. But I want to go to the phone lines right now, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And John in Tennessee, good morning.
I'm actually smiling ear to ear, Darren. I really am. You know, you hit the nail when you said that the previous administration was not much better, because I remember this guy named George Bush looking into a television camera when the majority of people in this country believed that it was Arabs that were responsible for the trade towers coming down, saying, if you're not with us, you're against us. The interesting thing, Darren, is that I said that Melody's got a program in Colorado. I was on the radio with her, and she said I seem to be wary of being considered a conspiracy theorist. And I told her that I consider it an honor if they're labeling me as a threat for speaking truth. We should be tickled pink. We should be tickled to our bones, because it's like an atheist that has a problem with someone talking about God. If God doesn't exist, what are you worried about? So if these conspiracies don't exist, then we're just a bunch of raving lunatics. Don't worry about us. You're educated, following program people aren't going to believe us anyway. So, you know, it's like if you can't stop the message, then you destroy the messenger. Mm-hmm. Edward Bernaysi, a nephew of Sigmund Freud, wrote a book called Propaganda. On page 71, here's what's happening. On page 71 in Propaganda, he made a statement in the form of a question. If we understand the methods and mindsets of the group mind, is it not possible for us to control the masses according to our will without their knowing about it? Mm-hmm. So you know that you're hammering the nail when they're telling you that your theory of the Kennedy assassination or the trade towers or Watergate or any of these other things, not only can you not talk about them, you can't put them in writing, you can't even think about them.
Right.
You can't even express them, because with Homeland Security and the Patriot Act, you don't know who's listening.
You know, I think what's going on, John, is I think there's so many people that have woke up to what the government is doing, you know, despite the motives of the so-called 9/11 truth movement, which we know was filled with many infiltrators, probably COINTEL-type people anyway. But the point is that with every movement like that, regardless of its true motives, you have a huge number of people that woke up as a result of that. And these people, a lot of these people have become researchers themselves and have started, it's really kind of hit the mainstream. And more and more people are waking up because of the Internet. And so the other side is trying to find a way to deal with people like us that are really truth seekers. And as we find the truth, we tell the truth, they can't handle it. They can't handle their actions being exposed to the light of day. And so the only thing that they can do, the only thing that they have in their arsenal, is the bullying.
And that's what we're seeing here. Fear is a tremendous motivator. It's time. The time is coming, Darren, for you and me and those that are listening to RBN and your next-door neighbor. Hey, guys, you going fishing? It's time to fish. Hold me over, if you would. I want to finish that thought.
Okay, yeah, we'll hold you over.
All right.
Folks, the number, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The website is governamerica.com. We'll take a break. We'll be back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Day one, God smiled, gave us all the wisdom of a newborn child. But by the time we take our first step, we've already begun to forget what the heart knows. The heart sees, we're just as much the forest as we are the trees. Every little seed trying to find where the light comes from. It's a world of hurt, nothing works. It's a lonely little planet made of dust and dirt. Who'd ever think that in the midst of all this, something as beautiful as love exists? Baby, I hold you, and you hold me, and heaven doesn't seem like such a mystery. In a world of hurt, you make me feel so good.
All right, we're back. This is Governor America. I'm Darren Wicks. As we continue on here, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. John is in Tennessee, and he's on the line right now. John, go ahead and finish up your points there.
Okay. First of all, it's time to fish your cut bait. I mean, we're going to have to stand up or sit down. You know, Thoreau made a couple of statements, and I'll quote them real quick. One, to be a man is to be a nonconformist. So if the whole world is going in a direction that I choose not to go in because I think it's morally and spiritually improper, and if I'm going to be a man, I've got to stand up and say, not going there, no thanks. He also said, and here's the kicker, beware the fury of a patient man. Anyone that's grown up in the city, I grew up in Detroit, bullies are funny things, man. They will bully you. They will push you. They will try you. But guess what? Most of the time, they're a bag of wind. If you stand up to a bully, 90% of the time you back down. Now, you may get into an occasional fight. You may even get your butt whipped.
Yep.
But the next time he tries to bully you, he knows you're going to get a couple good licks in, too, whether it's physical or in any other way. So I would say to these people, and I know they're listening, I'm not advocating violence. What I am doing is telling you that America is awakening. I thank God for that. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. And I know who's in the world. I know who's in control of this world. The leadership in this country and around the world have given themselves over to the dark side. And I'm not going there. And if I've got to break man's law, if I've got to break the world government law to abide by God's law, don't blame me, folks. You're forcing me into criminality because I choose not to be a criminal. Now, is that not oxymoronic and absurd to think that because you want to do what's right, you want to, like Patrick Henry, be free or die, liberty or death, that you're the one that's thinking improperly because, you know, children are to be seen and not heard. And how dare you speak out, pull the mask off, pull the curtain open and expose the wizard. Who do you think you are to do such?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely. No, I mean,
stand up or sit down, folks.
Very, very well stated, John.
Please,
very well stated.
Up.
Hey, appreciate the call. God bless you, man. Absolutely. I mean, the point is, folks, we're coming down to the point where the other side has defined the terms of the battle that you folks don't have the right to speak. You folks don't have the right to do anything with the carbon emissions trading scam. And now you folks don't even have the right to live. You're a polluter just by virtue of the fact that you take breath into your lungs. This is how they've defined it. At some point, enough is enough. You know, we don't advocate violence, but we're not going to sit this and take this stuff laying down either. We got the second hour coming up, and I'm going to examine a conspiracy theory on the other side of the top of the hour break. Since we got to do it while and before they ban them. Stay with us. We'll be back.
With
introducing the new Go Bird.